You're listening to SBS News.
Mate, no joke, it's the highlight of my week. Come Thursday morning, I'll get out of bed a lot earlier, go to work a lot earlier, just so I can wrap my work up earlier to get to the pitch. And training starts at 5:30. I'm there from 5, just ready to go, just setting it all up. And the kids are coming up a bit earlier. And it is literally the highlight of my week. The Thursday night and then the early Saturday morning, it's my highlight. I love it.
Grassroots football is a big part of Gary Karavellis' life. Mr. Karavellis coaches the under-8s Chipping Norton Chargers, who are in the Southern Districts competition in the Liverpool-Fairfield area in Sydney. He's also player coach of the Bankstown Sports All-Aged Men's Team. His son, Sava, is a superstar goal scorer in the under-8s side that Mr. Karavellis coaches. When community sport restarted just a few weeks ago, Sava was raring to go.
Mate, it was over the moon. It was really busting chops to get out there and play and see soccer teammates that he doesn't see regularly, especially the ones that don't go to his school. Just when it all come to fruition and all back on the training pitch again, it was over the moon. Can't get enough.
Unfortunately for thousands of community sporting clubs around the country, there are fears the final whistle may have blown with the coronavirus pandemic ravaging funding, volunteers, membership and support. According to a new survey, 1 in 4 grassroots clubs are on the brink of collapse or insolvency due to the devastating impacts of the health crisis. A survey by the Australian Sports Foundation has found community clubs face income losses because of local sponsorship effects, limited ability to fundraise, and members no longer able to rejoin as they have lost their jobs. 70,000 community sports clubs desperately need funding support of around $1.2 billion to survive the crisis aftermath. Foundation Chief Executive Patrick Walker is campaigning for additional funding to help clubs get their members back on track.
This is a problem of a national scale. It affects every community all over Australia. So we've got 70% of clubs forecasting a decline in participants, but also over 40% of clubs forecasting a decline in volunteers. And community sport doesn't run without the assistance of volunteers, so that's a major concern. So I think that shows just how devastating it would be if clubs go under through coronavirus.
Over 16,000 community clubs are at risk of closure if rescue support isn't provided within the next 6 months. Australian sports studies expert from the University of Sydney, Steve Georgiakis, says the crisis has hurt both clubs and families.
There are less players, therefore less registration. Clubs have refunded money or lowered registrations. Local community businesses have no money, so there's very little sponsorship. There's no fundraising, and even the local ground tuck shop has been closed. My three kids, they've had teams that have been slashed. So, for example, in my son's under-11 AFL team, from being able to field two full teams, those two teams have collapsed into one team. But the majority of the parents have pulled their kids out because of financial reasons.
Clubs have already lost an estimated $1.6 billion to date, and with lockdowns continuing in parts of the country, this figure is set to rise. Mr. Georgiakis says sponsorships from local businesses are also set to cease for a very long time.
Look, this is a major problem that we're now coming to terms with. I've been involved in community sport for pretty much all of my life, and I can give you stories about having shortfalls in fundings, and we'd look up to the local real estate agent or the local successful butcher and ask for $5,000 or $10,000, and you'd get that money straight away. This is code red for all the local businesses.
Phil Moss is a former coach of the Central Coast Mariners and former assistant coach of Sydney FC in the A-League. He's connected to community sport with Manly Warringah on the northern beaches in Sydney and still plays in an over-45s competition. Mr. Moss's life revolved around local clubs until he moved into representative football. He says community sport relies on public support, including enthusiasm from children.
I've got a daughter who plays netball. I've got a stepson and a son who both play football and have made a lot of friends. So, you know, parents roll their sleeves up and help these clubs survive and thrive, and that will always continue, I'm sure. The kids will always want to play sport, and, you know, I absolutely love it. The highlight of my week is a Saturday morning going to watch my own kids play their sport, the look on their face when they do something well, and also the look on their face when they lose a game or make a mistake. You know, it's all part of growing and learning.
Despite lockdowns and restrictions being lifted across most states and territories, the majority of grassroots clubs fear the worst is yet to come. In Victoria, winter competitions are suspended due to the state's second wave of infections and community transmission. With record unemployment figures, restrictions on lifestyle routines and health concerns, it could take years, not months, for clubs to recover. Thankfully for young Suva and the Chipping Norton Chargers, their fortunes are turning around.
I feel like the club's doing pretty good considering they put a few things out in regards to the sponsorships. Each team, each sponsor for each team wanted to go ahead with their sponsorship for the season. And from what I understand, all the sponsors did want to go ahead. The competition started 3 weeks ago and it feels like it's pretty much back to normal by the social distancing at the game and the limit to how many people can watch. We've had no one pull out. The offer was there for people to pull out if they weren't happy and refunds were offered. I think everyone was really, really happy to get back on the pitch and just start kicking the ball around again. I think the community thrives on it. Like, you walk around Chipping Norton on a Saturday morning and all you can see is the green and gold jackets and jerseys and polo shirts for the local club. It's fantastic.
The Australian Sports Foundation is calling on philanthropic groups to contribute to its fundraising campaign to help preserve as many clubs as possible. Mr. Moss says although times are tough and there is a mountain to climb, it is important to thank and acknowledge those that have not given up yet.
The outstanding work that the volunteers and also paid employees of local associations and junior rep clubs have done during this time. There's no playbook for it, so there's nothing to look back on for experience to get through this. It's just a matter of everyone banding together and making sure that at the absolute heart of their motivation is the game and providing kids with an opportunity to grow through local sport.
Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.